Magazine's readers, welcome to the November edition of Library News. We hope everyone is hanging in there and looking forward to the holidays. To take a break from all the negative campaign ads and election talk, and since November is a great month for expressing gratitude, we would like to thank all of our wonderful patrons out there in Iowa for giving us reason to stay motivated and going strong in this uncertain time. So thank you. We just want to remind everyone that the library is open for extended phone hours on the second Monday of every month until 8 p.m. and the third Saturday of the month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Please take advantage of these extra open hours and give us a call.
Since late March, the library has been doing a program called IDB Read. With our IDB Read, patrons can call into our ICN conference call number and listen to one of our volunteer narrators read live on the phone. It is a great way to connect with other patrons, library staff, and our volunteer narrators, who do a fabulous job. Here are a couple of snippets of Dr. Bob White reading a Western and Christine Mock reading a mystery.
When they saw us ride it up, several got up from where they'd been loafing. "Howdy, where are you from?" "Just passing through," Tom Sunday said, as he glanced past the few men who had come to greet us at their camp, which was no decent camp, but it was dirty, untidy, and casual. "We're headed for the Upper Cimarron," he added. "Why don't you step down? We got a proposition for you." "We're behind time," Oren told them, and he was looking at their faces as if he wanted to remember them. Several others had strolled toward us, sort of circling casually around, as if they wanted to get behind us. So I let the Dapple turn to face them. Well, they didn't take to that, not a little bit. And one redhead among them took it up. "What's the matter? You afraid of something?" When a man faces up to trouble with an outfit like that, you get nowhere either talking or running. So I started the Dapple toward him, not saying a word, but walking the horse right at him.
Just before I woke up, I had a terrible dream. I was in a large, old-fashioned bathroom like something from a Zsa Zsa Gabor movie, with gold fixtures and mirrors and pink tile on the walls and floor. A bowl of goldfish stood on a spindly pedestal in the corner. I went over to look at them, my footsteps echoing on the tile, and then I became aware of a measured plink, plink, plink coming from the faucet of the tub. The tub was pink, too, and it was full of water, and Bunny, fully clad, was lying motionless at the bottom of it. His eyes were open, and his glasses were askew, and his pupils were different sizes, one large and black, the other scarcely a pinpoint. The water was clear and very still, the tip of his necktie undulated near the surface. Clink, clink, clink. I couldn't move. Then suddenly I heard footsteps approaching and voices. With a rush of terror, I realized that I had to hide the body somehow. Where? I didn't know. I plunged my hands into the icy water and grasped him beneath the arms and tried to pull him out, but it was no good. His head lolled back uselessly and his open mouth was filling with water. Struggling against his weight, reeling backward, I knocked the fishbowl from its pedestal and it crashed to the floor, goldfish flopping all around my feet amidst the shards of broken glass. Someone banged on the door. In my terror, I let go of the body and it fell back into the tub with a hideous slap and a spray of water, and I woke up.
IDB Read Mystery is every Monday and Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m., and IDB Read Western is every Tuesday, Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. What a perfect way to spend an hour when it's cold outside. Call the library to get the telephone number and conference code.
Now for the top 10 most downloaded fiction books on Bard this month. Camino Winds, DB99615, by John Grisham. Bruce of Bruce Cable's Bay Books survives Hurricane Leo hitting Camino Island. One of the dozen apparent victims is Nelson Kerr, a friend of Bruce's and an author of thrillers. But the nature of Nelson's injury suggests that the storm wasn't the cause of his death. This is a bestseller. Texas Outlaw, DB99740, by James Patterson and Andrew Burrell. Texas Ranger Rory Yates travels to the remote town of Rio Lobo to investigate a death that may be less accidental than it seems. As he uncovers a tangle of secrets, favors and lies, Rory takes liberties in the investigation to uncover the truth. Sequel to Texas Ranger, DB92241, also a bestseller. Hideaway, DB99722, by Nora Roberts. 9-year-old child star Caitlin Sullivan was abducted from her family's estate during a game of hide-and-seek. She escapes and is found by teenage neighbor Dylan Cooper. As an adult, Kate still lives with the trauma and betrayal of that event, even as she gets close to Dylan once again. Another bestseller. Fair Warning, DB99807, by Michael Conley. Veteran reporter Jack McVoy, last seen in The Scarecrow, DB69445, has taken down killers before, but when a woman he had a one-night stand with is murdered in a particularly brutal way, McVoy realizes he may be facing a criminal mind unlike any he's ever encountered. Bestseller. Tom Clancy, Firing Point, a Jack Ryan Jr. novel, DB99599, by Mike Madden and Tom Clancy. After failing to save an old friend from a suicide bombing, Jack seeks out the secrets that may have gotten her killed. Sequel to Tom Clancy, Code of Honor, DB97885.
Bombshell, DB99808. Stuart Woods, Parnell Hall. Former CIA operative turned movie producer Teddy Fay is back in Hollywood and caught in two tricky situations. First, a rising star at Centurion becomes the target of malicious gossip, and Teddy must find and neutralize the source. At the same time, Teddy finds himself targeted by a criminal thug bearing a grudge. A Walk Along the Beach, DB99515, Debbie McComber. After their mother died and their father was lost in grief, Willa raised her siblings, Harper and Lucas. She put her own life on hold as an adult to nurse Harper through a terrifying illness, but now that Harper is better, Willa has a chance at her own dreams. The Last Trial, DB99795, Scott Turow. 85-year-old Alejandro Sandy Stern, a brilliant defense lawyer with his health failing but spirit intact, is on the brink of retirement. But when his old friend, Dr. Kyll Paftko, a former Nobel Prize winner, is faced with charges of insider trading, fraud, and murder, Stern decides to take on one last trial. The Warning, DB99696. James Patterson, Robinson E. Wells. Almost a year after the freak accident at Mount Hope Nuclear Power Plant, teens Maggie and Jordan return to their hometown and discover something sinister lurks. Violence, strong language, and some descriptions of sex. For senior high and older readers. The Goodbye Man, DB99806, Jeffrey Deaver. In the wilderness of Washington State, expert tracker Coulter Shaw's pursuit of two young men accused of a terrible hate crime takes a shocking and tragic turn. Searching for the answers, Shaw goes undercover in a shadowy organization that bills itself as a grief support group.
Now it is time to go beyond the book. This time for Beyond the Book, we read Before She Was Found by Heather Gudenkauf, DB96617. It is about a young girl who sneaks out during a sleepover with her friends, and later that night she is discovered on the tracks, bloody and clinging to life, but her friends are nowhere to be found. Heather Gudenkauf is a best-selling author of many mystery and thriller books. She currently lives in Dubuque, Iowa with her family, but she spent a lot of her childhood in Mason City, Iowa, and graduated from the University of Iowa. I was able to hear Ms. Gudenkauf speak recently at the Iowa Library Association annual conference, and she is a very calming, insightful speaker. She possesses a great love of libraries and talked about her many memories using libraries throughout her life, especially the Mason City Public Library. This summer, she did an interview series with other best-selling authors and their pets called Sidekicks and Side Trips. It's a fun, entertaining way to learn about authors. You can find these interviews on her website, heathergudenkauf.com. That's HEATHERGUDENKAUF.com. If you like mysteries, Heather Gudenkauf is the author for you. Next time, we will go beyond the book with Wild, From Lost to Found on the Pacific Crest Trail by Cheryl Strayed. The author recounts the three-month, 1,100-mile solo hike she took on a whim in 1995 after years of devastating personal losses. Describes her encounters with rattlesnakes, locals, fellow hikers, and her own thoughts during her trek from Los Angeles to Washington State on the Pacific Crest Trail. Call the library to request this book, and we can take her journey together.
Join us each month for programs coming to you from the library's playground, our fun and interactive space at the library where you can join us virtually for stories, special guests, activities, crafts, and more. Makerspace Monday on November 9th at 6:30 p.m. will be all about art and music, as guest Amanda Drish from the Des Moines Symphony will lead everyone in a wonderful activity. STEM and Story Saturdays, November 21st at 10 a.m., join guest Ellie Klopp from our summer reading program as we make gratitude cinnamon salt dough ornaments. Upon signing up for these events, you will receive a free activity kit. And don't forget about the new youth program, Hooked on Books. This virtual program is offering a relaxing Wednesday afternoon of games, story time, easy STEM activities from 4 to 4:30 p.m. This program is all about youth exploring the unlimited world of creativity through play and will be full of surprises. Activity kits provided. Contact Denise Bean at 515-452-1338 to get signed up, or go to the library blog at iowalibrary.blog.
And we have to put in a plug for the library's newest edition, Library Chat. Library Chat is a podcast starring and produced by library staff members. It is an addition to the library's monthly library news, which you are listening to now, and our Braille Bits podcast. During the Library Chat podcast, we will discuss books and other podcasts around different topics. October's Library Chat focused on the topic of Halloween. You can listen in to hear about spooky books, Halloween traditions, and more. We also discuss the podcast, Stuff You Should Know, Where Did Trick-or-Treating Come From? The popular Stuff You Should Know podcast and video series is published by Stuff Media and hosted by Josh Clark and Charles W. Chuck Bryant, both writers at How Stuff Works. The podcast launched in 2008 and covers a variety of topics in the fields of science, history, urban legends, and pop culture. Head over to iowalibrary.blog to find the podcast. A new podcast will be released around the middle of each month. In November, we will be talking about laughter and humor. The library spent a week in October celebrating its Friends of the Library group as part of the annual celebration of National Friends of Libraries Week. We would like to thank our friends for their continued advocacy, support, and financial contributions to the services and programs the library provides. The Friends of the Library is a vital source of funding for the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. In 2020, the Friends of the Library gave the library $12,000. Through their fundraising efforts and memberships, they have helped the library provide materials for the library's 3D printer, print Braille books for our younger readers, new large print titles for the collection, support for the annual Braille Challenge, and furniture for our new youth library space. This year, the Friends are excited to offer matching funds for every $20 membership for the first 50 new members. The board is so passionate about increasing our membership that they have made this match possible for anyone who has not been a member in the last 2 years. And save the date for the Friends of the Library virtual annual meeting. It will be held Thursday, November 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. The annual meeting will include presentations and a business meeting. Special presentations by Karen Kinninger, Library Director for the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, Emily Wharton, Director of the Iowa Department for the Blind, and Peggy Chong, the Blind History Lady. Please join us in thanking our Friends of the Library for all their work and support. For information on how to join the Friends of the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled and learn more about their history, see their website at www.iafriendslibraryfortheblind.org or contact the library.
And don't forget about these ongoing events and programs at the library. Our newest D-list is Books to Movies. Get special cartridges filled with books that have been made into movies. IDB Read on Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Tech Time every Wednesday from 8 to 11 a.m. Call Tyler at 515-452-1343. extended phone and virtual library hours on Monday, November 9th until 8 p.m. and Saturday, November 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The library will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday, November 26th and 27th. Have a great Thanksgiving.
We continue to encourage clients and patrons to reach out via phone and internet rather than coming to the building whenever possible. In order to maintain optimal staffing in all areas, our main door is unlocked and the front desk is staffed Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you are needing assistance with entry to the building between 8 and 9 a.m. or 2 and 4:30 p.m., please call 515-452-1335. Please do not hesitate to contact the library with any questions at 515-281-1323. Or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!